I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, 40 years after Disco Demolition Night, we look back at the controversial White Sox promotion. But first, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen. Still a bad idea, still bad music. What can I tell you?
It's been a pretty crazy start to the NBA free agency period. Which deal has most surprised you?
The wild success of the Nets.
Yeah.
Which we can all applaud until the eventual massive chemical explosion in a couple of years blows the whole thing up. Not only did they, improve their roster and continue their steady climb in the Eastern Division, but they made the New York Knicks look even more foolish. So that's a real twofer.
Yeah, well, everyone expected the New York Knicks to be making news. Instead, it was the Brooklyn Nets. Are they now the team to watch in the five boroughs?
Oh, absolutely. The Knicks are paralyzed by what we've long established on this program, the one thing that no fans can do anything about, and that's a bad owner. I mean, unless the bad owner, like, breaks the law in his day job, you're stuck with him as long as he wants to own your franchise. And unfortunately, it looks like James Dolan wants to own the Knicks for a very long time.
Meanwhile, Warriors co-chairman and CEO Joe Lacob said this week, as long as I am the co-chairman of this team, no player will ever wear number 35 for the Warriors again. Lacob does know that Kevin Durant was only with the Warriors for three seasons, right?
Yeah, this one reeks of public relations, basically. Golden State is not doing well in the free agent scene. So I think that the Warrior management is trying to recoup a little bit of PR here.
Charlie, Steve Montador played parts of 10 seasons in the NHL. His family claims he suffered at least 11 documented concussions during that time. He died in 2015 at the age of 35 and was diagnosed with CTE. So, of course, the NHL knows exactly who to blame for this tragedy, right?
Sure, it's his fault because he didn't take care of his 11 concussions and apparently trusted the always objective advice of team doctors and team medical staff. But my favorite thing is the NHL says it couldn't face liability from being sued for promoting violence because it's protected under the First Amendment to the Constitution to promote violence.
A little more than a week ago, Coco Gauff became the youngest person to qualify for Wimbledon in the Open era. But she didn't stop there. She beat Venus Williams in the first round and Magdalena Rybakova in the second and Polona Herzog in the third. Not too shabby for a 15-year-old, eh?
Not at all. This, of course, is a throwback to the days of Tracy Austin and Andrea Jaeger. I hope, and Jennifer Capriati, I hope Coco manages to keep a well-balanced life for herself while this happens. This has really been the world turned upside down, Wimbledon. Top seeds are dropping like stones.
Well, you bring up Capriati, and Coco's parents moved her family to Florida when she was seven for better tennis facilities. Her father is her coach. Her mother homeschools her, leaving more time for tennis. And I really do hope it works out for Coco, because this all seems like an enormous amount of pressure for a 15-year-old.
The moving to Florida, I understand, because that's where the best tennis coaches are. Father is a coach, except for the Williams sisters, and even they had a rough time with it. It's not a good idea. Sooner or later, Coco is going to have to push the boat away from the dock, and Tiger Woods did not handle that thing particularly well when his father began to move away from his life. So I wish her luck, like you said. The precedents we've cited are not promising, by the way.
More records have been set in the Women's World Cup. Let's start with jersey sales. They're up 500% from 2015. That's not a typo. 500%. Have you bought yours yet, Charlie?
I have not bought mine yet, but I did see a great number of young ladies and young men, frankly, wearing the USA jersey. There's a boom in soccer gear.
Meanwhile, in England, more than 50% of households watching TV on Tuesday night watched the U.S.-England semifinal. It's the most watched TV program of the year there. And still, I bet we get another email this week from some dude claiming that the only country that cares about women's soccer is the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, that undoubtedly will come. Of course, the ratings were up because the British team did very well.
Mm-hmm.
There's no particular reason, once the quality of play rises the way it has, that they wouldn't like it. And I'm sure there are some old geezers out there, just as there are old geezers watching basketball here, who say that the women play the game the right way.
We've discussed the combined 50 runs in the Yankees-Red Sox-London series elsewhere in the show, Charlie. So instead, I'd like to direct your attention to another Yankees team and another high-scoring game. I'm thinking the Dominican Summer League might not be where you want to go if you want to see a pitcher's duel, right?
No, not just that, but there's obviously no mercy rule either. The Yankees DSL team, and that sounds like some sort of software thing, beat the Minnesota DSL team by 38-2. The line score is as follows. 38-31-0-2-5-6. So the Twins didn't do themselves any favors either.
And finally, Charlie, the player rankings for Madden NFL 20 have been released, and Browns backup quarterback David Blau is not too happy with them. What's the problem, and what's he doing about it?
He came in at 48. Apparently, that's the lowest quarterback rating ever. He's offering $250 to the first person who can win a league MVP in the Super Bowl on the Madden game in the all-Madden mode with David Blau at quarterback. $250.
Woo!
I know. How about that?
Charlie Pierce joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.